Thanks, Vic. Mitchell, we spoke early in this season about how you were gearing up for your rookie year. And just taking a look back, you got 9 weeks under your belt. How have you come along?
I think it's been a good progression so far. I mean, I think there's still a lot of things to work on, obviously. But I think I'd try to find one or two things a week, work on that throughout the week in practice, and then kind of apply that to the game. And I think I've been doing a decent enough job of that so far.
Over the course of those 9 weeks, this offensive line has been battle-tested. You guys have seen some of the league's best front four. How do you think you guys matched up?
You know, I think we're doing a good job. I mean, it's just you always have another good opponent coming up. I mean, that's one of the things you learn pretty quick about this league is it's always someone as good or better the next week, it seems like. And so it's a good test for us. I mean, it's good that you want to go against those guys. You know, we aspire to be the best O-line in the NFL, so you want to go against the best and see how you match up.
We've seen this offensive line handle a lot of pressure and keep Brandon Weeding pretty much clean. What game was it for you where you just totally dominated your player and you felt like you were very comfortable?
I don't know if it's been like that quite yet. You know, there's always a few times a game where you look back, and it's easy to dwell on the negatives, I think, especially as an offensive lineman. Anytime you screw up, you know, someone's getting hit, whether it's the quarterback or the running back. And so I think you tend to dwell on that a little bit more. So just eliminating those, you know, once or twice a game, that's still not good enough. So you just got to keep them clean the whole game.
And we also spoke about how you're surrounded by a lot of veteran players. How's your relationship grown with your other teammates?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, we have a great offensive line. We work together well. You know, we work hard in the practice field, but we also have our fun. So it's a really good mesh of, you know, the professionalism, but also staying loose.
Just moving forward, you guys are heading into the bye week, but before you guys head out for the bye, just actually hit the field of practice, what were some of the things you worked on?
You know, just fundamental stuff. It's the stuff you hit every day, but it's just being able to emphasize, you know, it's the footwork, the hands, you know, whether it's knowing based on a guy's alignment how you're going to pass it. It's just the small things like that, just, you know, kind of starting from ground zero and just building it back up.
And what are your plans for the bye week?
Nothing too much. I mean, I'm not going to get crazy or anything. Just relax and enjoy the time off and try to figure out how I can get better this next half.
And as you look at the next half of the season with those 7 weeks left, what's going to be the main focus as you guys gear up for Dallas?
I think it's still the same focus every week. It's just getting a little bit better than the week before. It's, like I said, finding the things you need to work on and doing that throughout the week and then applying those in the game.
Mitchell, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.